I'm going to miss Sam.
Sam?
Sam, my barista over at Caribou.
What happened?
Oh, it's his last day. And Sam is this sweet, young, quiet man who works at the Caribou.
Yeah.
And he's, I don't know, 22, college age.
Okay, what's he off to do?
And he's going to go work in, well, he wears a mask, so I couldn't quite understand. Something IT. Computer IT, something or other.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And he's been my barista for a year and a half, 2 years. He goes, this is my last day today. And I'm like, what? You're leaving? He's like, yeah. Well, not the city. I'm not leaving the city.
Yeah.
I'm leaving for another job. I'm like, oh.
Did you tip him extra big for his last day?
I did. Yeah. I actually gave him the largest tip possible on, well, the one that they, like 10, 20, 30%, whatever. And he said, it's been nice serving coffee to you.
Oh, what a gent.
He is just a nice, sweet, young man.
Aw.
And I've had too many goodbyes in my life lately, Matt. I'm tired of goodbyes.
Oh, my God.
Don't tell me.
Drake,
you better not leave, you son of a bee.
I'm here.
Okay, good.
I don't know. Drake said he was talking to a friend last night and getting advice, and I read that as getting advice on how to get out of here. That's how I read that.
Well, take it from somebody who's been here for 29 years. Don't stay here for 29 years.
Okay? Jeez.
I was selling it. So good luck, Sam.
Yeah.
So now, you know, there's other delightful people there, too. But it was just kind of like, oh, it makes me sad.
Yeah.
Okay. You're not leaving, Jenny, are you?
No.
You're leaving, though, aren't you, Fallon? You're still planning on leaving, though, right?
Yeah,
you're still planning on leaving?
Don't worry.
Oh, God.
Don't worry. Okay. I'm working on it. It's going to take a little time.
How long, though?
I know.
How long?
Just like 10 more years.
What?
Yeah, I'm going to build the plan. Yeah.
All right. Check it out.
What's happening?
Manly things that women love.
That's the music we're playing for. Hell manly things women love.
Manly things that women love.
I like it.
And I'm going to guess that also gay men might like these too.
So ooh, Drake, let us know.
I'm going to run these by the three of you who all like dudes.
Yeah.
Manly things that women love. Run them by here. Stubble.
No.
Absolutely.
I mean, I do.
Is that the little bit of
a little
hair?
Bit of stubble? Yeah, a little bit of tickly on your face and things when you're like, you know, close up to a guy.
I prefer a little bit more of a beard because stubble is attractive, but it just cuts you.
It's tickly.
Yeah, for kissing, it's not great. But for looks wise, I like stubble versus like a baby face.
What about hairy chests? Hairy chests.
No.
Manly things that men, women love.
I don't care.
Personally, yeah. No.
No? Not a thing. That they don't always know the difference between a dress and a skirt. This is so true. I call them either one or both. And Susan will say, no, that is a dress. I'm like, oh, that's a cute skirt. It's a dress. We don't always know the difference.
I don't love that, I guess. I don't care. It makes me laugh.
Bourbon.
Sometimes.
Bourbon. We love bourbon. You think it's cute that we love bourbon.
Jake does love bourbon.
We're our unwavering allegiance to bar soap. We do not use a washcloth in the shower and spray Dove body wash on it. And then, no, we use a bar of Irish Spring. It is a manly kind of a thing.
No. Jake uses body wash and a loofah.
Oh, God, are you serious?
Yeah, he did use a bar once, and it was like he got some kind of charcoal soap, and I'm like, you're dyeing the whole bathtub black. Absolutely not.
Cute butts. You know, you like
obviously.
30 manly things that women love. Tube socks, button fly jeans, the desire that men have to take things apart and then put them back together. Now, I learned this when I was probably about in sixth grade. I took apart a motor scooter engine in my friend Scott's bedroom. Taking it apart was really easy.
Yeah.
Putting it back together, it was a different story.
My cousin Billy did that to our Nintendo Mamaw bought us for everyone of the grandkids to share.
Yeah.
And he was a little ass and took it apart and then did not get it back together, right? Never went. It ruined everyone's good time at Mamaw's.
Speed stick deodorant is a manly thing that women love. That he can pick you up. I don't get that one.
No.
Thick eyebrows.
Thick eyebrows. You got to control them a little bit.
Yeah.
That's not super turn on for me.
Yeah.
It's out of control, Dave.
Burn!
What?
I'm just kidding, Dave. Yours are under control.
Well, thanks. I had to pluck the gray eyebrow hairs out of my eyebrows the other day. I'm like, oh, I'm getting gray eyebrow hairs. So I was like tweezing, and you can't really get the individual ones. So you get big groups of them. You know what I mean?
God,
so.
Be careful. That's awful. Yeah. You're going to be so patchy.
These are manly things that women love and also gay men, too. Our innate ability to start a fire. It's true. We can start a fire in a rainstorm, in a monsoon. We can start a fire. Yes,
a monsoon.
We can. that he doesn't know what moisturizer is, yet alone use it.
That's not true.
So you'll buy him. We're not going to include Jake in this one. Because
this is you. Your dad taught you to moisturize from the day you were born.
No. You have a phrase that you use.
Yeah.
Early to bed, early to rise, work like hell, and moisturize.
See? Exactly.
His strong hands, even though they've never seen a manicure. Going down for as long as it takes, which is hopefully not that long if he's any good.
God.
I don't know what that means. Where's he going? Going
that
where?
Really got out of control.
That
6 in the morning.
What? Stop everything. What'd you say?
That got a little out of control at 6 in the morning.
Okay.
Did you pre-read this?
Oh, God, no. No. Okay. These are manly things that women love. We got a couple of more here.
Yeah.
Bragging about your accomplishments, not his own. Musky but subtle BO after he works out or mows the lawn.
No.
After he works out or mows the lawn, it's a good sweat.
No, it's not.
If it's a stank, because he hasn't taken a shower since last Tuesday, that's a stank.
No, Jake went for a run 2 days ago. We went to Target. I ran in. He stayed in the car with Olive. I came back and I was like, oh my God, roll the windows down.
Jeez.
It smelled terrible in there.
A couple of other manly things that women love, that he treats his mom with respect. Well, he better. Mm-hmm. Graying temples. You know, it comes later. Is chivalrous moves, whether you actually need them or not, like saying, do you want my hoodie? Do you want my hoodie?
Oh, that's
or,
nice.
Let me open that tight jar for you. Or walking on the street grating, regardless of whether you're in heels.
Mm.
Okay. And last one, aftershave. Aftershave.
Yes.
Do guys use aftershave anymore?
No. I don't think so, Drake.
I mean, I thought you were referring to just like after they shave.
No,
aftershave is a thing, like a cologne.
Yeah,
thing.
I've never seen anybody use that before.
Okay,
I think it's like an older guy thing. It stopped in the 90s with Home Alone.
It probably did. All right, there it is. Manly things that women and gay men might love. It is 101.3 KDWB. Goodbye, Sam. Good luck. We'll be back with Dave's Dirt coming up in a couple of seconds. I know Kanye was caught wearing a really unusual shirt.
That's
the big story.
Well, and not only that, I get that he's trying to like rile people up, and then he brought certain people out that riled people up. So it was a whole, it's so Kanye.
That's what Kanye does. We'll tell you what he did. He was wearing a shirt that would surprise you, but then again, knowing it's Kanye, it might not surprise you. We'll talk about it next on Dave's Dirt.
Banned from Three Apple Orchards. The Dave Ryan Show on 101.3 KDWB.
You're too busy to keep up on celebrity news, so we did all the work for you. Dave's Dirt on KDWB.
Watching TV last night, and I saw Pete Davidson doing a Taco Bell commercial, and I'm like, okay, yeah, I could really cut. I didn't have the volume all the way up, but I guess here's the story. Taco Bell is using Pete Davidson to apologize for over-innovating its breakfast. What?
It's me, Pete Davidson, here to tell you about the most amazing breakfast you could ever dream of. According to me. Here at the Bell Breakfast, you can find a tasty, simple breakfast, like the Breakfast Crunchwrap. Because that's all you need in the morning. Fluffy eggs, melty cheese, sausage, hash browns, always wrapped in a warm tortilla. That's the Bell Breakfast way.
Sir. You gonna order?
Yeah, I'll take a Breakfast Crunch thing.
Okay. All right. Justin Bieber's done it again. He peed on the golf course.
Oh, well.
He was doing a golf tournament the other day, and he, you know, this is what happens. You're on a golf course, you've had a couple of Bud Light Limes, and you're like, oh, I don't see a bathroom around anywhere. I'm not going to drive all the way back to the clubhouse. I'll just run over here behind a tree. That's exactly what he did. He pulled his golf shorts down to his knees. Now, this is not necessary. You don't need to pull them all the way down to your knees. Then he walked back to the fairway. He was photographed stuffing his shirt with his unwashed hands into his unzipped shorts. So, sounds like kind of a callback to 2013 when he peed in a mop bucket at a restaurant. People always got on him for peeing in the mop bucket at a restaurant. I'm at least happy that he didn't pee on the floor.
Yeah.
Because I saw I don't want to say, okay, I already said it. I saw somebody pee on the floor at a Halloween party one time.
I don't know who you're going to say, honestly. I don't know.
Well, that was Brad Johnson from the Minnesota Vikings.
Oh.
And he had to pee, and we had to be on stage in like 3 minutes at midnight. And so he's like, is there a bathroom around here? And I'm like, no. And he's like, okay, I got to go. So he turned his back to me, and he peed on the floor. And it was on a tile floor, so I was like going, whoo, boy, this is unusual. So
yeah, cool.
Yeah, other than that, he's a good guy. I don't know whatever happened to him, but
I don't know him at all. Never heard of him.
All right, let's find out about Kanye's shirt, because Kanye loves stirring people up, and he did it again.
He surprised everyone at Paris Fashion Week, and he, along with his models, were wearing shirts that on the back said White Lives Matter. He also had Candace Owen, who is a controversial political, I guess,
conservative.
She's a conservative, but she's very controversial with people. So anyway, he had her come out with him. So that was basically it.
Stirring people up.
That's what Kanye likes to do. And I saw people posting like just when I thought he couldn't get lower. And it's like, what did you think? This is exactly what he wants. He has everyone talking. So
that's his job. Yeah,
it is. His ex, Kim Kardashian, she's just been fined with $1.26 million. She basically posted a post on Instagram that was an ad for crypto and did not, you know, say this is an ad. And you have to do that or they will charge you. So she had to pay $1 million and she only made $250,000 from that post. So,
isn't it funny that to somebody like that, it's like, oh, pfft.
She doesn't care.
She'll have her, Pierre, hand the man the check. Pierre, get the man the check. It doesn't matter to her.
No, it does not. Katie Couric, she says she is feeling just fine after her breast cancer treatment.
I just feel super lucky that it was diagnosed when it was, that I went, even though I was late, that I went when I did.
And also Taylor Swift, she's been revealing the new songs on her album, and this is her talking about one of the new tracks.
Antihero is one of my favorite songs I've ever written. You know, I struggle a lot with the idea that, you know, my life has become unmanageably sized and that I, not to sound too dark, but like I just struggle with the idea of like not feeling like a person.
That I feel like that immediately tells me I'm going to just like love this song so much because it's going to be so deep. Oh my God, I can't wait. Kelly Clarkson, I guess this is kind of what Blake Shelton did too. Gwen Stefani says Camila Cabello on The Voice is just like having Kelly Clarkson on The Voice.
She has the same mentality as you. Like, she doesn't care about glam or about what she wears. Like, she's just kind of like she's just talks a lot and she's competitive and she's you.
And also, we haven't talked about this. Well, you weren't here, David. I didn't know who the Try Guys were, but they have this YouTube channel.
I've never heard of them, no.
They're huge. Jenny told me that it's obvious what the name is. They try stuff. That's why they're called the Try Guys. But then there was a lot of drama because one of the guys, Ned, who was kind of known as like the married guy of the group, cheated on his wife with one of their like assistant producers. And then no one's talking to anyone. He's out of the group. And here are, the Try Guys finally commenting on Ned.
It's hard to rewatch old videos that we love and are proud of. We're losing a friend. We're losing someone we built a company with. We have countless memories with. We just made a TV show together. I'm sure many of you feel the same way.
I guess so. This shows you how crazy that Harry Styles fans are. He has residencies going in Chicago, Austin, Texas, and Los Angeles. And a pair of Harry Styles followers have already started camping out for his Halloween concert in L.A. They're calling it Harryween, the Harryween concert.
It's a stretch, but okay.
But they're staying there. They've already, but that's like that is a full month away. I have so many questions. Are they able to work remotely? Are they?
They probably come on Fallon. Yeah. You know, they probably don't work. Are you kidding? You've got time to camp out for a month for a Harry Styles concert. You probably don't have a job.
Maybe not. I don't know. But this is really great. This is some great news. Just to let you know, you may have seen this going around. You probably remember in 2014, the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge. And everyone was doing it where you challenge someone, you pour a bucket of ice water over your head. Well, it actually is paying off because that money, they raised a ton of money. And that viral trend did what it said it would do. The awareness and spread of the trend raised $115 million. $2.2 million of that went toward the funding of the development and trial of a new drug that the Food and Drug Administration approved this week for treatment of ALS. Now, the drug does not cure ALS, but it does slow down the effects. So that whole challenge genuinely had an effect on the ALS community.
I remember a lot of other companies, like charities, were like, what can we do?
Yep.
And it was like, that was kind of a one in a million kind of
for
a thing.
Sure.
But I'm glad that it actually made a difference because they raised a lot of money.
Yes.
Coming up in a second, we got tickets for the Dead End Hayride giveaway. Get you out of the house. Go out to the Dead End Hayride up to Wyoming, Minnesota. It's really cool. It's been there forever. We're going to play a little game called Will It Fit in Drake's Mouth? But what is it this week? It is a very common item, especially something this time of the year. Will it fit in Drake's mouth? We'll come back in a couple of seconds and we'll do that one. Need us for anything? Texting is always the easiest way. Text us at KDWB1 for a birthday or an anniversary or a new baby or a last day on the job or anything like that at KDWB1. Back in a second with your Dead End Hayride.
Double dipping at your football tailgate. The Dave Ryan Show. On 101.3 KDWB.
All right, let's do something wacky that DJs do. This is what we do. We can't help it. Once in a while, we have to get wacky because it's in our blood. It's just kind of like, that's just kind of what we do. Some people have like racing in their blood. Some people have cooking in their blood.
Yeah.
We have wacky, stupid things in our blood, and this is what we do. So we're going to do a little bit called Will It Fit in Drake's Mouth? No, Mouth. So we do this once in a while. I think we did it probably at Easter with like Chubby Bunnies or the Peeps and things like that. Mm-hmm. So this time it is going to be, how many pumpkin seeds can fit in Drake's mouth? Now, yeah. These are teaspoons full of pumpkin seeds. That and are we on Instagram Live right now, Drake? Just that we're making a video.
Video that we'll post later. They're dry roasted and lightly salted, which is really nice. This is great for fiber intake in case you want to put some pumpkin seeds in your life.
Okay. So call us now, 651-989-KDWB. Why do you care? Because you can win Dead End Hayride tickets if you come closer than anybody else. So, for example, I'm looking at this. It's a teaspoon. It's a plastic teaspoon. It's not a tablespoon. And Drake is going to lay back, and I would say in each teaspoon is probably a good 15 pumpkin seeds. I would say the boy probably can fit probably, I'd say, 10 of those teaspoons in his mouth. Now, what consists of fitting? Does it mean that he's got to close his lips around the pumpkin seeds?
You decide.
I would say he's got to be able to close his lips around the pumpkin seeds. If he can't close his lips, then that doesn't count.
So each spoonful I put in, you need to close your mouth, Drake, and we'll make sure before I move on to the next one.
All right, so we're going to get three people on the phone.
Yeah.
And we're going to see what we come up with. Bailey is up first. Hi, Bailey.
Hi.
Thanks for playing along in our stupid DJ game. We appreciate you. Where are you calling from, Bailey?
Minneapolis.
All right, Bailey from Minneapolis. How many seeds do you think, how many teaspoons full of seeds do you think Drake will be able to fit into his mouth hole?
Five?
All right, we're going to go with five. Okay, please hold. Stay
that
right there.
Might not be a bad guess.
Up next is Liz from Crystal. Hi, Liz.
Hi.
All right, Liz, how many teaspoons full of pumpkin seeds do you think Drake can fit in his mouth before he spits, sputters, gags, vomits?
I am going to say nine.
Wow. Okay.
Someone, and obviously if you go over, you lose. It'd be the closest to the number.
Without going over? Okay. Yeah. And Thomas from Fridley. Good morning, Thomas.
Hey, good morning.
Thomas, I'll be honest with you, Thomas, I did not expect this voice out of a Thomas. That is a really cool.
That's my last name. My first name is Rhiannon. It gets complicated.
Okay. Rhiannon, like the song?
Yes. Yep, I'm a witch.
Aww,
I love it. Okay.
It's your season then.
Okay. Rhiannon, how many?
I think that there's going to be 12.
12. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I think a higher number is probably what we're looking for, but let's get started. And I'll do the play-by-play. Drake is sitting in a chair, kind of like when you go to the dentist and you sit back in the chair. The only thing is we don't have any drills or lights to shine into his mouth. So Drake is laying back. Fallon is now spooning teaspoon number one into his mouth. Close your mouth. Okay. There's one. Okay. There's one. No swallowing. Here comes teaspoon number two. There's two. And here comes another one. These are large teaspoons. Drake is now taking teaspoon number three. Here comes teaspoon number four. Jenny's getting a great cam. That is number four. So here comes yours. This is yours, Bailey. Here we go. Here comes number five. Can you still close your mouth around it? Yes, he can. Can he get six into there? You're not out yet, but if he gets six, then, oh, boy. And Drake, can you close your mouth around it?
Uh-uh.
No, he can't do it. Drake, come on. Stuff him in there. Come on. Can you close it? He can, yes. Okay, good. Bailey, I'm sorry. You have been eliminated.
But she hasn't
gone over. Oh, wait. If so, okay. All right, so we keep going. If we can do nine, then it goes on to Liz. This is exciting stuff. We're dumping another teaspoonful of... Okay, it might not work. Okay, it's not. Drake, how you doing? Can you talk at all? No. Okay. What's our total number?
It was five because six that he can't close his mouth around. All right. So she guessed perfectly.
So Bailey, surprisingly, amazingly, you are a winner. Congratulations. I would say a thank you, by the way, Liz and Thomas. I'll let you or Rhiannon. I'll let you get on your way. Have a great day. Okay. Okay. Bye bye. I would say this on the terms of entertainment on the radio, about a 1.5.
No, I agree. I've discovered from doing Will It Fit in Drake's Mouth, the bit in general, his mouth is surprisingly small. He really can't fit much in there, which is really upsetting for a few people in his life.
I don't get it. What are you talking about?
Okay. Too far.
All right. That is it. That is. how you doing, Drake? Did you hold up okay?
Good. It feels really salty. You know? Not really salty taste in my mouth right now, but it was good. That was like my first time ever having pumpkin seeds before.
You love it?
Seriously? You've never had pumpkin seeds?
Mm-mm, no, first time.
Wow. Well, I'm glad we got to introduce that to
you. Thank you.
I'm not proud of this bit. I think that it, I mean, we got to do things messier, like caterpillars. Like, how many caterpillars can he fit in his mouth?
Absolutely not.
Cockroaches. Cockroaches. No. Minnows. That'd be a good one.
We've done minnows before. Minnows.
It's so slimy.
It is so gross.
Well, that's what makes it good. No. Pumpkin seeds is like, oh, how many M&Ms can he fit in his mouth? I don't care.
I do. Okay. I love guessing those games.
All right, well.
How many M&Ms are in a jar? It's riveting to me.
What is coming up? We're going to do What's on Your Radar coming up in a couple of seconds. I got a great Christmas gift for you on your radar. I know Christmas is a couple of months away, but this is a great Christmas gift on your radar, on my radar coming up. We'll do What's on Your Radar coming up next on KDWB, the Twin Cities' number one hit music station. And Gail is coming to our Boo Bash. Get your tickets for that coming up in a few on KDWB. DJs are kind of the original influencers because for years, we've discovered things like new music or restaurants or whatever. And well before Instagram or YouTube or anything like that, DJs were always like, oh, you should try this new movie or this restaurant or this book or whatever. And so we do once in a while What's on Your Radar. And sometimes it's a hit, sometimes it's a miss. For example, once in a while, we'll say like, okay, here's something really cool. You should try this. And people go, oh, that was really cool. I really appreciate that. And other times people are like, nah. So with Christmas just around the corner, on my radar today is something that I found. It showed up in my Instagram ads, and I'm like, I don't know how it knew that I would think this was cool, but it's called the Gel Blaster Surge Generation 3. It's like a paintball gun,
okay. But
it shoots eco-friendly little balls of gel that burst on impact, and then they're environmentally safe.
Yes.
For example, we had the, what are the pellets the kids were all shooting around the neighborhood 10, 15 years ago?
BBs?
Not BBs, but they were the little yellow pellets, and Carson had one, and the neighbor kids had one, but then everybody got annoyed because there were yellow pellets all over in the street, and they don't decompose. So this one, I'm just going to tell you what it is. If you got a kid that is looking for something like this, it is called the Gel Blaster Surge Generation 3. Just look for Gel Blaster. It's on Amazon. $49.99.
Yeah.
Dylan would love this one, so that is what you can check it out. That's what is on my radar for Christmas. Moms, dads, kids might love this thing. The Gel Blaster Surge Generation 3, $49. It's what's on my radar for Christmas.
I will tell you that you are correct, Dylan. I don't know if he has that brand. He has one of those.
Airsoft is what it was. Airsoft gun.
Okay. He loves it, and his friends have them, and they are great. Because I yelled at him, because I was like, you can't put that all over our yard. But like you said, that they do like break down, and they're environmentally friendly. So I can vouch that they are very hot with the youth if you want to get that for Christmas.
Oh, totally. So, but this is different. This is like the airsoft gun pellets. They don't break down.
Yeah.
Airsoft pellets don't break down.
No, his are gel.
Okay. They're so, gels. Yeah. So these are cool. These are gel. They're water-based. So, Jenny, what's on your radar this week?
Mine is a sauce that I found at Costco. You can get it at Target and I think like Trader Joe's and stuff too, but it's called the Bitchin' Sauce, and it's in, I think, an organic almond dip, but it's a chipotle dip. Ooh. So you wouldn't really think of that when you hear like almond.
Sounds so good.
It's super good. I've been dipping like all of my veggies in it lately. So it's called Bitchin' Sauce. You can get it at Target, Trader Joe's, Costco. Super great. It's delightful.
The good thing about most hot sauces like that is I've learned that they don't add any calories.
Yeah.
You look on the bottle of the side of like a side of a bottle of like Tabasco sauce or Frank's Red Hot, there's zero calories. So you can use as much as you want to flavor up vegetables or things like that.
Show. All right. Now, it's funny you would mention a hot sauce because that's literally what mine is today. So there's a local coffee shop called Folly Coffee, and they're great. And then I think like a couple of years ago, they started making this hot sauce, and I got it. And I am not a hot sauce person. I do not like spicy anything. It's not my deal. But this is, I don't know if it's because they put coffee stuff in it, but it's like this rich, smoky, amazing. I add it to like eggs or tacos, and it's so good. I just actually purchased another bottle. And it's Folly Coffee Hot Sauce, and it's amazing.
So we got two hot sauces on your radar and a gel gun.
Well, I don't know if you're... hers is creamy. It's not like a hot sauce.
Yeah, mine's okay. like a more of a ranch type of dipping situation, not a hot sauce.
I was going to say for vegetables. Okay, Drake, what's on your radar?
So mine's super helpful. A few months ago, I had a spider decide to fall into my bed.
Nope.
And because I try to go and smack it with something. So ever since that scenario, I invested in a little hand vacuum. So if you ever need to get rid of some spiders, you just have a little hand vacuum. There's one on Amazon that I bought, Black and Decker.
$30.
So in other words, you like see a spider, you don't want to crush it, you don't want to pick it up with toilet paper, you don't want to touch it, you pick it up with a hand vacuum.
Right. Well, if you go and try and like smack it, you risk it falling into your bed. So just suck that bad boy up with a vacuum and you're good to go.
Do they ever crawl out and then crawl into your ear in the middle of the night?
Yeah, Dave.
Why would you bring that up? No,
I just want to say,
they can build like a nest in your vacuum and then hatch eggs and stuff. So you gotta be careful with just sucking them up with a vacuum.
Stop. You ever heard the myth that says we swallow an average of 4 spiders a year?
Yeah,
not true.
That's not true.
It is not true. There's a myth I've believed in my entire life. It's like, yeah, the average person swallows about 4 spiders a year. Not true. They said, where do people get this stuff?
No
we don't
kidding.
Swallow any spiders a year unless you probably do it on purpose and you know about it.
Wouldn't it, you would, how would you not feel it
like
crawl
your
on
sleep,
your face?
In your sleep,
I know,
or whatever.
When you're asleep, unless you're the deepest sleeper ever, I would feel something crawling on my face.
Not going to happen. So what's in your radar? Mine is the Gel Blaster Surge Gun. It is on Amazon for $49. It's like an airsoft gun with environmentally friendly pellets. Jenny?
Mine is Bitchin' Sauce. It's a Chipotle sauce.
Okay, Fallon?
And mine's Folly Coffee Hot Sauce, a hot sauce.
And Drake's
got
is?
A Black & Decker hand vacuum for $30
I love
Amazon.
It. All right. We do this once a week or so. We put them up online on Instagram in case you forget what's on our radar for this week.
103 KDWB.
Remember the Tide Pod Challenge where Gen Zers were saying, hey, we're going to like eat a Tide Pod. Basically, people say that no kids really did that.
I'm
but it was one
surprised.
Of those things where parents were like, oh, my God.
Don't do this.
Little Freddy's eating Tide Pods and putting it on Instagram. There's another fake one that they're trying to, spoof boomers with now. It is called the Porcelain Challenge. And let me tell you how the Porcelain Challenge works. Kids pretend to grind up their parents' fine china into a powder and then snort it like drugs. So, in other words, you take mom's fine china, you take a little teacup out of the china cabinet, you crush it with a hammer, you grind it up with like I don't know what, and you grind it into fine little powder. Then you snort it, and then boomers and older millennials were freaking out, going, "Oh my God, she's snorting grandma's china." Problem is, they're not doing it. There's a guy that started the trend, and he wanted to see how many people would believe it, just to see if boomers would believe it and flip out. Not clear how many people have fallen for it, but it has been trending this week, and there are people online claiming that they did it. But with stuff like this, there's a real possibility that a few kids might do it and actually hurt themselves. Luckily, we haven't heard of that happening yet. TikTok added a warning to Sebastian's post before it pulled it completely, and it looks like Instagram may have blocked this kid named Sebastian, who is an influencer.
Okay.
The thing about porcelain, as opposed to, like, remember the time I snorted pumpkin spice on the radio?
Yeah, it was bad.
And, the thing is, pumpkin spice does dissolve in your body. Porcelain does not. So it just gets in there, and then it's not removable. So,
gosh.
Drake, I know you've seen your stupid buddies doing the porcelain challenge. Don't try this, because porcelain won't dissolve in your bloodstream.
Not even if I want to get some, like, views?
No.
Views are really important.
All right, we'll be back in a minute on KDWB. But let's get you tickets for the Boo Bash right now. It is early. Let's do it. Gail is going to be there. It is going to be at Rain Event Center in Uptown coming up on Friday, October 14th. Wear a costume. Come out. Have some drinks. Dance. See Gail do her show. We'll be doing tarot card readings. And we have a costume contest for $500. And you can win your tickets right now. We'll grab 5 callers. Check your phone to make sure you're open on October 14th. A little bit early for a Halloween party. But this leaves you other openings for other Halloween parties. So call me now to get your tickets if you want to go to the Boo Bash. We'll set you up with a pair. 651-989.